With Metro by T-Mobile, your hard-earned money goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines. Plus, get 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless. Metro by T-Mobile, empowering you to rule your day. All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. No fees on select phones. Limit 1 per line with eligible port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See MetroByT-Mobile.com.
For all you foodies out there, I'm unwrapping a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Ooh, look at this steak. And the juice running down the side. Got a little bit on the wrapper here. Mmm. And then the fluffy egg and real cheese folded over the side looking just so good. Mmm. Grilled onions and a butter bagel too. Thumbs up for McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel for breakfast. Love it. Mmm. Ba-ba-ba-ba. I participate in McDonald's.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
And about a minute, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. And as you can see, the pool is not here for the first time in a very long time.
Hey, man, missed the pool.
Yeah, we're coming at you live from the Super TV studios.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Crazy, man, because Crazy, the studios are like this.
Is it?
Why are you a child star?
Yeah.
Hey.
And so are you feeling all presenter?
Yeah, and like the camera crew is the worst because when you fuck up a line, they're like, hey, my man, we want to go home, chief. So they're always looking at you like, yo, nigga, don't fuck it up. We want to go home. But it looks like we're about to do the news.
It does, bro. And you start.
Yeah. Let's do the news. Let's come on.
Yeah.
How do they start, Phil? Jeez, I haven't watched the news in a while.
You need to like sing it. You know, there's that tone.
All right, cool. Let's start it. 3, 2, 1, go. You intro.
Oh, flip. Okay, cool. It's 7:30 now, ne? Izindaba zanamhlanje esiniphathele zona zimnandi. Inkinga abenayo abantu be corona ama researcher athi ibuyile corona I part 2 leno ayibizwa nge corona VSOP ibulala wonke umuntu onoshukela nongana shukela qaphelani nigqoke nama mask ngaso sonke isikhathi celake niziphathini kahle kusho njalo. Ukhulumile umkhize uthi ningalokothi ninyathe lo corona izonidwaxabula iphethe isibhakela kunje neimpama ezesifo. Ngiyabonga. It does feel like we're doing the news.
Manje asihambe siye tolo. Oh shit.
Oh, I love it.
How you guys doing, man? We're back from Cape Town. Hey, that was like literally our what do you call that? Team, what are
the boss parade, yes.
Yeah, team building.
End of the year. Team building.
Yeah.
All in one.
Yeah, how was Cape Town, bro?
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you, City of Cape Town. Thank you so much. It was crazy. Radisson Blue, amazing hosts. Fucking chillers, man.
The party.
Guys. What did you think, Ghost Lady?
I had a lovely time. Every moment from just where we stayed, Radisson Blue, obviously. Well taken care of. And all the activities.
When I got into our room, I was like, no, I think they made a mistake. There's no way this is ours.
Wow.
Dude.
It's too premium.
It's too big.
I was like, so open nice curtains, Greenpoint Stadium. Table Mountain right on top of. I'm like, whoa, yeah. This is me? I've arrived.
Yeah.
No, man, we're like royalty, you know what I mean? Radisson Blu, shout out, royalty. And even the activities, upcycle, they were amazing. Mm-hmm. We took a bicycle ride on the promenade.
Yes.
And oh, it was beautiful, man. Experiencing Cape Town, amazing.
How about the whale watching?
Oh, yes. They were like, The fullback whales, yes. They came out to play. And you know what I mean? Because I was nervous. We might not see anything, right? Because sometimes, you know these things.
Yeah.
It's like game tribes.
Exactly.
They're like, there's the big five here, and then you don't see anything.
Nothing.
But we saw the whales, and it was crazy. And the speedboat, the experience alone. You know what I mean? That was just amazing. And one of the whales came. It was like, what, 20 meters away from us?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It was literally just showing out in front of us. Eh?
Oh, it was showing so off that thing, man. Beautiful. Cape Town is beautiful, guys.
I'll ask you guys, would you rather have the week we had in Cape Town or money?
Oh, don't do that.
I got you, motherfuckers.
We want
now,
the money.
Fuck you. At the end of the day, the mind. The money.
That's the money.
My kid don't say your own school fees. The week my dad had, it'll pay for that. But look, you can't do that. It's unfair, bro.
You can't choose
between such experience. But you see, the money buys those experiences too, though. Yeah. Let's be real, man. Yeah. You know, money buys those experiences.
Yeah. Because whoever wants to actually have that experience, they'll have to pay for it.
Yes, you know? And that's why, like, the people with the real money, they never really make it known or obvious, but they are always out there having those experiences. They're always flying to some country or some corner of South Africa having those experiences.
Yeah.
So yeah, both are important,
but
man.
Definitely
so
Cape
give
Town
me the
is
money.
That corner that everybody you should
and the chillers. Big shout out to Otto, man. So Otto is the guy who put the whole experience together.
Yes.
If it wasn't for Otto, we wouldn't have had a Cape Town boss parade.
Wow. Oh,
man. Otto is a rock star.
Otto is the best.
Yeah.
We
and
love
I took about 5 cases of grandeur to Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
By 5 o'clock,
they were
all done.
Finished.
Gone, I noticed, eh?
So fast.
Oh,
yeah. There was a chiller who actually gave me a chain, man. Fuck, where's the chain?
For real?
Yeah, give me a chain.
Dope.
I forgot the guy's name. I think it's Tepo. Is it Tepo?
Yeah.
Dope.
Shit, let me put it on, man, while you guys speak. This is dope. He gave this to me.
So.
Yeah.
How did he give this chain? What happened?
No, he came up to me. He's like, yo, obviously he's a chiller, love the show, whatever. I'm like, fuck, I love your chain. He's like, you can have it. I'm like, oh, for real?
Whoa, dope, bro. Just like that.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah.
So you're no longer unleashed now. Put your leash on.
Oh, but I can put it on now. But here's the chain. I don't know if you guys can see.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, beautiful.
Here's the chain.
Mm. Love it.
You know what was a mindfuck for me? It'll be like 9 p.m. and the sun is still out. I was like, what?
Dude.
Oh, that's Cape Town, hey? It's just amazing like that.
But it really is another
picture.
It really is another country, ne?
Totally, bro. I mean, like, it's 8 and the sun was up and
it's
weird.
They should have their own time zone, actually.
It should. Cape Town should have its own time zone. But the thing is, though, because I was expecting 7 o'clock in the morning to be dark. And it's like, no, sun is out again. You know what I mean? It's just weird.
Yeah.
I couldn't get used to that.
Yeah.
Could it? Well, I can, because there's a thing of mine that also takes a while to go down.
Mm.
You know? So it reminded me of home. It reminded me of home. It's like the new guy, the new. Abulala. Yeah.
Oh shit, before we go any further, we've got an lease voucher worth 5,000 rands. Complimentary of Studio 88 that we have to give away. This is in celebration of us hitting 100,000K.
Awesome.
We've also got a podcast hamper as well, which will include grandeur and a couple of your shirts of your choice.
Dope.
Yeah.
Dope.
So all you got to do is listen to the show and we'll let you know by the end of the show how you can walk away with those prizes back. I think that's dope.
That is super dope.
Oh, shit. Did you see the chillers were having me?
For what?
They were having you.
I don't want to say there's an elephant in the room, but...
I'm the one with the biggest trunk here. I'm the one with the biggest trunk. So, yeah.
So, apparently, I'm so mean. I'm a bully. Me and Ghost Lady, actually.
We are bullies.
Bully.
Because we're always teasing you about your weight.
No, you do that alone.
The gambling. Oh, the gambling. Man. Nonsense.
So chillers were like, nah, man, this is fucking immature. You guys should stop. Don't do that.
Immature.
You know?
Fuck that shit, man.
That time, this whole show, if you've ever watched it from episode one to episode whatever, what episode are you on now? It's all fucking banter.
It's banter, exactly. Guys. It's fucked, like, you know what I mean? It's not personal. And also, I don't like hurt, you know what I mean? From that kind of shit. I joke about myself. You know, so nah, man, come on, guys.
I even dragged my own mother. Who the fuck is Saul?
Well, I look like I'm pregnant with another you. So yeah, that's me. But okay. Nah, man, guys, we don't take ourselves serious, exactly. Though.
No, but the chillers.
That's what makes the podcast.
I think it would be the new chillers who would
maybe, yeah.
It must be the new ones, you know?
But yeah. Listen, if you watch the show, whenever, like most of the times, whenever I speak, it's just shade.
Yeah, definitely.
But it doesn't come from any malice. It's literally just fucking around. It's
and you can sense. Roll. And you can sense when it comes from a malicious place. Mm. That, this is personal now. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's beyond entertainment. Yeah. That's when it's, you know, it's obviously problematic. But, bro, on this show, it's fucking banter.
No, it's fine. So I made a promise to the chillers. I won't tease you about your weight anymore.
Why?
About the gambling.
That's bullshit, man.
No, I promise you, I won't.
For real?
When we enter the new year, I won't. Can we bet on it?
You have nothing.
That's silly, man.
At this rate, you'll have nothing to talk about during the show. Already you promised not to talk about sex, right?
Yes, Saul, can we bet on it?
You cannot talk about sex. Oh! Oh! Funny guy.
Saul will lose this one.
No, but honestly, if you want me to stop, I can stop.
Nah, man, fuck it, dog. Come on, dude. Nah. You know what I mean? Yeah, fuck, let's rock, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Let's rock.
Yeah. But you must counter. You must tell him.
I think he's still
I'm not scared of this one, bruh.
Yeah. You're still getting
used to it. I'm not scared. I'm waiting for the first side to come in.
You must make him feel small, eh?
He's already small.
Also, speaking about Saul, I think it's high time we do a Pussy Juice t-shirt, man.
Oh, dude, we need a Pussy Juice t-shirt. We need a Pussy Juice video and a song. No,
and
firstly,
a song.
Yeah. We need to record a Pussy Juice song.
Yeah.
Hook versus everything.
Everything.
Then t-shirts, definitely. They need to be part of the podcast t-shirts.
And the video, the whole works.
Yeah, because in Cape Town, every second chiller was like, Pussy Juice, Pussy Juice, Pussy Juice. Everyone, man. That's like the most said phrase in Cape Town.
Yeah.
Pussy Juice.
Yeah. Nice. You know what? If you're a graphic designer, please design a Pussy Juice shirt for us.
Oh, please.
Yeah, and then you'll choose the best one. Just drop us a WhatsApp, email, podcast at thisismag.com. The best one you choose, né?
Yeah.
And then we'll print them out.
Dope.
Yeah.
Should also have a songwriter or...
Nah. We'll freestyle.
Oh, no. They can send beats. We can have producers sending beats. Oh. And we'll choose the beats and then we'll write or freestyle. Nice. Okay, we'll write just a verse. The chorus, and then we'll freestyle the verses.
Have fun. What vibe are you looking for? Piano, hip-hop? Because I'm thinking, who's that guy who did
Spike Goss Delicious. You want that vibe?
I'm thinking those vibes.
Oh, okay. I think it has
nothing
to be
too serious, otherwise it might end up on MTV Hottest Rappers.
That short of rappers there anyway.
One hit wonder.
So they must know from the jump we're fucking around.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Any beats, man. My piano. What would the beat we feel will take? Any beat that you're good at as a producer, just send through.
Yeah. Okay. What did you guys think of Pearl Tuesday? Did you watch Pearl Tuesday?
I watched half, man. But Pearl Tuesday is an amazing person.
It's long.
It is. It's very
okay, why couldn't you
long.
Finish it? Why couldn't you finish?
No, I watched late. It was at night, I was tired, you know what I mean? And my body just was shutting down. Nothing to do with the interview.
So it made you fall asleep?
No, as I was saying, nothing to do with the interview. Pearl Tusi is amazing, man. You know, love Pearl Tusi. since he was on the Condom Rapper. Mm-hmm. Loved her since then. You know, amazing soul, amazing person.
You ghost lady.
Well, you hyped me up for the interview and you were like, this is the interview of the year, like proper. It's a perfect shutdown. I'm watching.
Mm, you're still waiting.
I'm waiting. I feel like during that interview, all you could were thinking of is like, damn it, man, I need to go to Cape Town.
You reckon?
I need to catch my flights.
Yeah, because I shot it Monday morning at 9.
Oh, snap.
And my flight was at 4, ne? 3.
Yeah.
Somewhere there. Yeah. But other than that, what did you think though? Apart from the hype?
Apart from the hype, you know what? I respect Pearl Tosi. I love her. I think there were just times where I felt like you could have actually entered further in your questions. Mm. Like I saw you like kind of like sink in the emotional moments, the tear works.
Or, yeah, when she started crying, dude, I don't know what to do. I'm like, what
you shut
the
down
fuck
there. It was like, I just heard crickets. I'm like, yo, dude, help, please, or something that will just uplift the moment. But anyway, it's understandable. It was a good thing you let her speak, though.
You know what happened? With this interview, I wanted to try something different.
Okay.
Because I get people always having me for...
The sex talk.
Sex talk.
Yeah.
Which I didn't do.
And the interrupting.
And, the interrupting. Yes. So I'm like, this one, you know what? I'm not going to interrupt. I'm not going to talk about sex.
Okay. Yo. But that's you, dog. You know what I mean?
I think that was the wrong timing.
Yes, it was.
If you're interviewing like Ramaphosa, I think you can.
Dude, I mean, there's a song about her. MT, you know, hooked up a song. You know, there's so many references of rappers. She's like a sex symbol, sort of, in a way. So how do you not even go there? Mm.
And afterwards, she's like, yeah, we could have talked about sex. I'm like, oh, shit.
No way. She was the face of condoms. You could have asked her, what happened? How did you end up pregnant? And all of this. Your experiences.
She was being Queen Sonor. That's how she ended up pregnant.
Fuck you guys. You know what? Fuck. I think I'm listening to too many people. I'm just going to go back to the basics.
Yes.
Listen to your instincts.
And just do what I do.
Yeah.
If you don't like
but
it, you don't
you
like
know
it.
About that whole, her dating Serge Ibaka?
Who's that? I don't even know who the fuck that is.
So I was so happy when I heard that question. And I'm like, yes, someone asked. Mm. Like, that guy is a very big basketball player.
NBA?
Yes, NBA. Yeah.
Whoa.
You know they dated, right?
Whoa.
Pearl was out there in the States while this guy is playing or wherever, training. She was actually even staying with him.
Whoa.
Cleaning his apartment or wherever he was staying.
Whoa.
Like, we know this. It was like, okay, Amek, she did not enter. She just like cross.
Because I didn't know who the fuck that guy was. Because
that's how she, basically, she could have been WAGs. You know, the wives and girlfriends of
Yeah.
athletes. She could have been that. She could have been that crew.
So why doesn't she want it out? Why doesn't she want people to know?
Oh, well, I guess you also didn't know much. You could have just, if you knew
well,
the
question. I could have asked her that.
Yeah.
But like, nobody ever wants people to know about the relationship. It's a relationship. It's private.
Yeah.
All the relationships should know. I think even with Walter Mokoena, she probably didn't want people to know. No one ever wants people to know, but people always find out.
Exactly. Mm.
So I don't think she was, no one ever comes out to say, I'm dating this person. Hey, look at me. I've made it from a commentator to an actual player. Mm. You know what I mean? No one ever does that. It's just that relationships are private.
And she did speak about Robin Marau, right? Remember? Yeah.
Wait, they dated?
Yes. But you see how she says she no longer dates South African men. She only dates Serge Ibaka is.
So who was DRC. First? Walter or
Walter.
Robert?
Walter's the baby daddy.
Yes.
Walter probably broke her virginity.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, very possible. Yeah.
We don't know.
Because she was very young then.
Yes.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. But you know what I realized when I watched that episode? Because like you're saying, I didn't know that. And I'm thinking, fuck. So how many times have these celebs lied to me? Because I'm very gullible. If I ask you, are you dating Mnaga? Are you married to him? And even though people are saying you are, and you say no, I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Okay, that's it. You always come through like you know your research, like you've done your research for you. So I can dribble you.
Because even Dudu Sadi Zuma, we all know he's dating Thuli.
Yeah.
Mari dribbled me.
Yeah.
You see.
I'm too gullible, man.
No, yeah, you are. But it's okay. Don't worry. Don't beat yourself up.
It's you. It's who you are, bro. Don't worry.
If they lie, they lie, chief.
Yeah.
Not all of us are gifted with the brains. You know what I mean? So don't worry. Be gullible. It's fine. You
know? But I felt like there was no need for me to be in that interview. She looked like she had a lot she wanted to get off her chest. Because she kept playing to the camera, if you look.
Yes.
You know what she must do in that episode? Before you finish it, buy a bottle of grandeur. And every time she looks in the camera, take a shot.
Buy two bottles of grandeur. Yeah.
She knew exactly who she wanted to address.
Yes.
She knows her haters. She knows her supporters.
Yes.
And it's yeah.
Yeah.
And I know who she was talking about.
With what?
Her worst interview.
Who was it?
I suspect it was Entle.
Entle. Oh, Mbali.
Oh, that interview. I remember people. I didn't even watch that because just Twitter alone just turned me off, you know, from the interview. I remember people like,
I thought it was Kelly Kumalo.
Nah, I don't think so.
I'm like, same WhatsApp group.
Wait, who's in the same WhatsApp group?
Pearl and me.
Kelly
is our worst.
Common denominator.
Not once, but twice.
Oh, shit. Anyway, what did you think? Speaking about interviews, what did you think about Gigaba? What's her name?
Oh, Norma. Gigaba did it to himself.
Yeah.
That's what I think, man. Guys, be careful who you date. And who you date and who you marry. Same thing. You know what I mean? Like, I would never, ever. Because those are signs of a person who's just cruel. Of a cold-hearted person. I'd never, regardless of how good the pussy is, how good the sex is, how beautiful you are. If there's that red flag, that kokagele, I mean, who does that? I mean, you got two kids with this guy, right? You still need the guy to have a decent income, his livelihood, unless he hit you or abused you. Come out with that, definitely. You know what I mean? But to come out with things like, you know, corruption, money bags from the Guptas and all these other things, which you are benefiting from. I mean, they spent 900K the other time, you know, flying all over the world when you were still in finance.
They were even doing lives like on Instagram together in limousines there in New York.
You know what I mean? Why didn't you speak up?
Yeah.
When this whole thing was happening.
You know what is funny? Every question. So what did you have for breakfast, Norma? You know, Melusi used to strangle the chickens before the eggs come out.
Oh, that wasn't the only thing Melusi was strangling. Then she reveals, she said, look, that he's got a porn addiction.
Yes.
Ah, man.
What do you think his category is? His favorite category is?
Bandingo.
I see. Man, I don't know, bro. Melusi.
Hey, but that guy sounds like he's been to the hockey club.
No, oh, definitely. Melusi, sure. Melusi sounds like those crazy, you know, booked three girls, four girls kind of guys, man. You know, I mean,
even boys, maybe even boys.
Even boys.
You think so?
Yeah. He had his cheating scandals.
Yeah, but there was no boys. You reckon even boys? It sounds like a wild, those typical, you know, in movies and like series, they all show like the Wall Street guys or politicians, they're into this crazy stuff, dominatrix, getting slapped around with leather, and you know what I mean? Malusi sounds like those dogs. Guys. Yeah, yeah, man.
Barking like dogs.
Yeah. Spank me while I say hoof hoof. Okay.
Where do you get that from, Kuzli?
Oh, you'd be surprised what people like out there.
True, though. It's true. Yeah. But I think Malusi did it to himself. There were red flags which he chose to ignore because maybe the sex was that amazing.
How did he get with Norma? Because she's the second wife, right?
Yes.
Yeah? How did he get with her?
Well, I don't know the exact...
Because I heard she was a side chick.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
Exactly. That's been the speculation and the story around it. That also, you got him, how you got him, you ended up... You first was a side chick that just got married, you know, that got upgraded. So, all right, you know, you have to suffer through whatever consequences and you've known what this guy does all this time.
That's another lesson.
Also, just adding on, I feel like, you know what? When you F up in a relationship, you just need to expect the worst, whatever you do. Because you cannot, like, I always say, if you, let's say, you cheat, You're in a relationship, so relationship, mm-hmm. right? You mm-hmm. cheat, mm-hmm. you do something very bad, and now your girl is very, very angry at you. Mm-hmm. Like, it becomes just, I'm not saying her doing what you did or doing, but it's like you cannot control how a person reacts.
Nah. I hear where you're trying to go with it, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. But it's not fair game.
It's not.
You
not.
Can't just say, listen, I'm a politician. And also, it's like you benefited from this, you know, all these funny dealings.
Yeah, and now she's not benefiting, so I might as well talk. So what?
But I'm the father of your children.
So what?
Like I said, unless a woman is coming out of a relationship and she's going to talk about the abuse, those things come out of them, definitely, you know, and it makes sense why you can't while in the relationship. But for something that you, because she's essentially trying to screw Melusi. Malusi. She's trying to get him blacklisted or whatever.
You know what
she's
Ghost
trying
Lady
to kill
saying?
His career.
You know what Ghost Lady's saying? She's saying, if you're going to fuck up, you cannot tell me how I must act.
Exactly. I can't choose the revenge.
Exactly. Yes.
True. That's true. And
although
like I said,
wrong,
remember.
Whatever you do is wrong. But guess what? It's already a fucked up situation.
Mm.
So if she catches you cheating and she decides to go scratch a car, you, as much as we can blame her for scratching
that's
your
fine.
Car.
Scratch the, that's fine. I'm cool with that.
But we saw a whole car that was scratching.
I'm cool with
prison
that.
Prison and all the stories.
Yes.
But you get that. But this, there will still be talk.
But to come out and mention the my porn addiction.
At this rate, it's like...
That, you had a folder named, titled Rebecca Malope. And I'm opening it expecting to see
a
woman.
You had a folder?
No, I'm just example. Of course you had a folder. What do you store your porn? I wonder what the folder title was though. You know? Probably like Rebecca. And you're opening there expecting to see a woman falling on her knees, which you actually do. Screaming, you actually do see one. But no, man, like it's still not.
So you see Sol and Melusi have something in common.
Something in common.
Gigabytes.
Soldiers, yeah.
No, no, I'm Terra. I'm a good man to him, you know. When he sees me, he calls me Terra. When he sees Likota in me, he sees the same person. He calls me Terra. I'm a good man. When it comes to porn, I'm Malusi's good man. I can still school him. You know what I mean?
When are you still company data, eh?
No, I'm pretty sure even him was using government data at some point to check out shame, a porn addiction.
Yeah, yeah.
But
dude,
I
need to
be surprised how many people got porn addictions.
Yeah,
you know?
You see, the thing is, I think Norma was too quick to jump on the addiction part. Every guy, not every guy, but most guys have seen porn, have porn. You remember even Fat Joe?
Yeah.
There were, remember that his Twitter when they discovered porn likes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, on Twitter, you go to like there's retweets, there's tweets, then there's likes.
My nigga.
And with Fat Joe, there was porn.
Wow.
So, what I'm trying to say is every guy consumes porn one way or the other.
Mm.
Yeah.
Women don't like porn, a lot of them. It's not their thing. So to them, it comes across as, this is weird. Maybe Malusi just consumes porn like a normal person.
No, but she said that he consumes it and then he wants to act out those fantasies.
Fantasies with her.
Nothing wrong with that.
Other girls.
Mm.
That doesn't make it an addiction. It just, you know what I mean? It makes it
but
porn.
But he's doing research.
Huh?
He's doing research.
Yeah.
So he can do practicals. Hmm?
Yeah, maybe she doesn't like anal. You know what I mean? And so he can't perform it on his wife.
Okay.
But the ideal situation is do all those things, those nasty, crazy things, do them with your women, if you know your wife. But maybe it doesn't make it an addiction. Just because he wants to act these things out with other women, it doesn't make it an addiction.
So what makes it an addiction?
What makes it an addiction is if you can't get it up. Right, with a woman.
Oh!
Then you're addicted to porn because you're addicted to the fantasy. You're addicted to the camera, to the screen. Do you get me? That's what makes it an addiction. Mm. If we're chilling, having lunch, or we're doing the podcast, I'm like, ish, I need the loo quickly. Then Sol is taking 30 minutes in the loo because it's Gomorrah. You know what I mean?
You know what I heard?
It's an entire episode of Gomorrah. Then I've got an addiction. When it starts interrupting...
He just
when anything interrupts with your normal daily activity and thinking, then it's an addiction.
You're right.
Then, otherwise, it's just recreational activities.
Like, imagine if I had to drink before every interview. Because I can't do an interview sober.
Yes. Mm. Or you need to do a show drunk. Mm. Or you need to function.
What if we need to function? Just,
yeah. To yank one out. Yank one out. You know what I mean? Before you perform your normal activities. Then.
Because that's what Ronaldinho used to do.
For real?
Yeah. Before every game, you had to have sex.
Is it?
Mm. Thanks to those girls, though. I mean, yeah. he was an amazing player.
Five star.
No, they did. So that's the problem. If you're sleeping with your woman and you have to...
And then our soccer players heard and then they took it too much. They took it to the max.
Then Chiefs took it too much. They're getting screwed on every game. Every game they're getting screwed on the pitch.
Yay. It's okay. Don't worry.
But boy, Chiefs, boy, Kaiser's gonna come back. You know what I heard, Ronaldinho, guys? Boy. At a Amelie Schenkhauser before.
Umani.
Ronaldinho.
You know what I heard, man? There was a story of, not even a story, yeah. someone I know was basically having some alone time mm-hmm. with this guy. And this guy basically, for him to
Why get can't you speak today? Is it the studio? Huh? Is it the lights?
No.
You started off with, if you F up...
No, like, but she's speaking.
Now she's like, you know.
No, I'm following. So there's a guy
yes.
who was close to one of your girls. And yes. for him to get it up, he had to get some kind of...
No, he has to watch porn. But okay. even during the sex, he's watching porn.
That's an addiction, bro. Yes.
Now, wait. Now, what happened is that the phone started buffering. False. So it'll be like, wait.
Reloading, loading.
Wait. So that's how the guy used to function. He has to watch porn in order for him to perform.
Imagine.
So there are people who have gone to that extent.
That's an addiction.
And it's common, yeah.
Now that's an addiction. A guy having one or two videos
in
his phone.
Is this Naga?
I never. Oh my God, I'll never.
That's crazy,
bro. That's that's an addiction, bro.
It's crazy, yeah.
You want addiction.
That's happened. That's,
and the woman allowed it.
Well, she was shocked. It was during, like, what can you do? You know, and you be like, deuces, nigga.
Yeah. That's crazy,
how we
wrote
about
bro.
The story.
That's Ooh. Poor. Now that's porn addiction. Yeah.
And guy. We know the guy. I know the guy.
Hey.
No, not me. I'm just saying I know because, you know, girls talk now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Hey,
for
what
real.
I experienced.
And when you see him.
Yeah, it's like, shame. We know your story.
Shame. Yeah. Shame.
Because he used to, because he's used to, you know, satisfying himself. It's just him and the laptop.
Yeah.
And the lotion,
so he's
obviously.
He's so used to that. But then now there's someone. It's like he still
it's difficult.
Needs to.
When and did you realize? I always think that, no, when there's a woman, I'll not perform because I've got all this training. But you don't realize that you're actually getting used to this setup, this situation.
When did you realize you always got to have the lotion?
I never, man. They're just wet. You know, when I say high, you know, they're like tide. It's a high tide. You know, now I never need lotion, man, with a woman.
Dude, I'm still here to understand because I get eat this week we're in Cape Town.
Yeah.
Dude, how the fuck are you so funny, bro? Like, where do you get it from?
I'm not funny, though,
hey, this
guy.
Nigga's funny,
I'm
bro.
Socially awkward. I'm very awkward socially.
No way. Hey, dude, you killed us. This
are you for real?
You're hilarious. So
I don't even know, guys. You know, I told someone, like, you know, that I'm worried. Your people, nervous people, you know?
No.
Yeah, I am funny, but not in front of people.
And
when
it's
you say,
natural.
Be funny, it's difficult.
Because and I thought, because, like, before we went to Cape Town,
yeah.
We'll just come record, boom, 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 do our thing.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, cool, you're a broadcaster.
Yes, like, and I'm also thinking that. Because I've told him before, I'm like, dude, don't worry me, like, mind me or worry about me. Off the camera, I'm the lamest guy, you know, lame, almost antisocial a bit, but,
yeah.
you know, I like people, I get along with people, but don't expect, you know,
fire
the camera or the recording guy on. You know what I mean? So I'm surprised when you say that. I'm very surprised.
Dude, I couldn't stop. Hey, he killed me this week.
I know. And the thing is with Saul, Saul's got like, is a walking speaker. It's like you can hear Saul from far away. As you just know, oh, Saul is around. Saul has entered. Like, without even seeing you. Ish. So...
So from the party, right? A friend of mine needed a room to stay, right? Uh-huh. And we had an extra room. We had an extra room.
Yeah.
But we're like, I know we're gonna prank Saul and say he has to sleep with this okay. guy. So we get to the hotel. We're like, hey, Saul is tired.
So that was a prank. So that was a prank.
Saul is tired that
fuck
time.
You people.
He wants nothing. We're like, hey, Saul, this guy's gonna have to sleep with you. Oh yeah! Fuck you guys, I ain't sleeping with no man.
I'm thinking like, damn, and I'm at the Radisson Blue. And I'm gonna spend it with a man in my bed.
Like how?
Like how, no. Bro? Here I am, huh? It's a king size bed, not a king's size bed. You know what I mean? For one man.
Yeah.
And
you know,
a woman.
You know
and
what Saul is like, bro? Mm-hmm. Saul's like, you know, let's say you're fighting with Saul as your girlfriend, as his girlfriend or something. And you're trying to be mad at him. He's so funny, you'll end up laughing.
You think so?
Yeah. And come stay in character.
I think he can be very serious.
Hmm?
I think he can be serious.
I can be very serious. Naturally, I'm a serious guy.
For real?
I'm a very serious guy. I don't, okay. I am. No, I'm a serious guy, man.
Where do you get the humor from, dude?
I don't know. Ah, come on, dog.
And it's not even planned, dog.
I don't know. I don't know. Can't ask me where I get the humor from.
Did you get the humor tree, not the money one?
I'm busy growing for you there in Eastern Cape. Where are you from, Gonja? They're growing you a humor tree. Every time we laugh, it's because they are blowing on it.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of girls. I'm used to people blowing on my trunk. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit. Anyway, what else happened, man? Did you guys watch the new movie, How to Ruin Christmas? Anybody care about that?
I saw that. I haven't watched any new movies. Lately,
but isn't
haven't.
It a three-part series? Or
oh,
no?
Is it a series?
It's a series.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And so nice. It's got three episodes, though.
Dope.
So I'm sure there's still more. I don't know. Just ended just
what did you
abruptly.
Think?
I liked it. I liked it. Different, cute, cool. You know, it's like those Christmas movies that we watch during Christmas.
Wholesome.
You know? Yeah.
Did we
it's
adapt
family.
An American storyline and just make it South African?
Without
yes.
the snow.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
We did that.
Yeah. Oh, but that's what works. That's what happens, though.
I hate that, man.
No, but it's not. It's definitely not. It's like a South African story. It's a South African Christmas.
I'm talking about
so
the
there's
plot.
No.
First of all, Christmas, you know, in South Africa, it's just brand
day,
new clothes.
People.
That's it.
No, don't know.
No, it's
come
like in
on,
America,
no,
people
no
eating breakfast, and then we do a South African version, people eating breakfast, as if South Africans don't know breakfast. So we all go through the families coming, and plus it's
yes.
wedding kind of based. So I'm still
wait,
waiting
wait.
For the...
So how's your Christmas? You don't just get new clothes?
When I was a kid?
Yeah?
No, it's not new clothes. Aunties, cousins, they come over. Well, they've been over the cousins since school's closed. And then everybody is like making salads. The auntie makes this salad. The one creates this thing, these fruits, and you help. And then your mom is baking and you eat the
baking!
Hot- baking,
yes.
Yeah, cookies. And then you eat the hot cookie. Then they lay out the newspaper in the living room and they hoi all the hot cookies, the scones, and then you eat the warm ones.
Yeah, I've never had
that's
a Christmas,
Christmas
like
that's
that.
Where were you staying as a kid?
I think that's why I'm so fucked up.
Nah, man. Yeah, that's Christmas, dog. That's 8 colors, 20 color meals, and just chamer, chamer. What's a chamer in the movie?
Okay, who has time to bake when there's what is all those choice assorted cookies?
Then, no, there are those for Christmas. Then there's also the baking. Then there's chamer as well. You can't eat choice assorted with chamer. You need to wash it. Like you can't wash down a choice assorted with chamer. Yeah. There needs to be baking.
Okay.
That is, hey, you people, where did you grow up? Yeah, okay, didn't grow up in a township.
No,
that's
the
township Christmas, man. That's but chamer baking.
I guess chamer is bigger this side.
Which one is the chamer one? Which
chamer
is,
is
the ginger.
Yes, yeah. Ginger. No, just a ginger beer.
It's like a ginger beer.
It's ginger beer, homemade.
Homemade ginger
and
beer.
In buckets and stuff. Yeah, it's non-alcoholic.
Oh, so it doesn't get you fucked?
Nah, it doesn't. Chamer, they make it at funerals and weddings as well.
Yeah.
It doesn't get you fucked. It's just chamer. You know, that's Christmas, bro. We Black South Africans have their own Christmas traditions.
I know tradition of just brying, like
meats. And getting new
brying
clothes.
Yes. Christmas.
Yes.
Just brying.
Yeah, nice food though. Like, okay, there's a bry. Yeah, and just like
Christmas, chakalaka.
Oh wow, so wow.
Really, guys?
Yeah, but you put a spin on your chakalaka. You know, there'll be like a that's green New salad Eve. Now that has some extra additions that is like, oh, this is delicious.
No, yeah. That's New Year's Eve. Brian is New Year's Eve.
And
before
Christmas.
Waiting for 20, like midnight. That's
right, let's
New
ask
Year's Eve.
Mesh. Grab the mic there. How's your Christmas? Tell us about your Christmas, Mesh.
I'm telling you, it's what I told. It's the family in Fana, one house. We all go there.
How's your Christmas? Please tell us.
Dining room.
My Christmas is seven colors.
Thank you.
Stambu, shatin, chicken, beef in one plate.
Where are you from?
Pumitegwin.
It's a green. So yours is like sauce.
Nah, I don't know what that is.
You don't know Khmer. You don't know Khmer.
Because I'm also Zulu. I'm from KZN.
There's right? No Khmer. What do you call it there?
We don't know Khmer in that side.
Umpupuk.
That's sugar and water.
Zulu is a umpupuk.
Umpupuk. That's sugar and water. No
yeah, that's
way.
What you have on Christmas. You have Khmer. Umpupuk.
But her Christmas sounds like a big Zulu video.
Sfunuba nema.
And meat. Yeah, that's it.
Sitina. Vivinya menindi. No, guys.
No, you must do something on Christmas that you don't do every week. I feel like a bride.
We exchange gifts, right?
Obviously. You do. You guys do gifts?
No, we don't do gifts.
We
man.
Do gifts. Wow. Yeah.
Y'all
we
do gifts? Gifts?
Yeah.
But I feel like a bride is like, we have a bride. Going to a Shisanyama is having a bride. We could have been like, it's a bride. You can't do that for
totally
Christmas.
Fun.
No, you must cook.
I hosted Christmas.
You must have something
year.
Roasting in
okay,
the
what
oven.
Are you doing this Christmas?
I don't know. Mm. Ever since, you know, being an adult, I have boring Christmases.
Mm, same.
It's not like go to family, but truth is, my family is out there. They want to have something. I will get invited, but it's like, it's cool.
And you force learn, eh?
Not really. Family's all over.
Oh, okay.
So, Roddy Port, I've got my aunt, right? The one Christmas, like I think it was 2 years ago, we had an amazing Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, with the granny. We went there and they made this nice tombolo, which had like corn inside. You see, those are.
That's the thing.
That's Christmas.
That's
tombolo with
you.
Corn inside.
I
nice
told you,
things.
You put a spin in your
four
like,
different meats.
Exactly.
Where you at this
not
Christmas?
Not
This Christmas, I don't know. We might be going to Nelspruit. We'll probably slaughter. A sheep or something.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That is dope. You see, that's not like braai.
That's
slaughtering. Slaughtering. That's Christmas.
But they slaughter the meat and we braai it.
That's fine. As long as it's different though. I mean, fresh sheep or goats braai is different as opposed to just braai who get meat at a butchery.
But last year I hosted Christmas at my house and the whole family came down.
But did you guys notice this? Yeah, sorry.
A good spin. No, I'm just saying. It was a same seven colors, but
that's
you know,
Christmas.
I roasted a gammon, but we still bright.
Ooh, gammon. White Christmas now. Yeah. Eh?
You guys are beautiful. Making me question my family. I think like, hey.
Fire salad.
No, do it. You host your, there's still time. Invite people, host, have that Christmas. You owe it to yourself.
I'm going to do a live with the chillers.
They won't have time.
No chillers trying to see your face on Christmas.
Like, really?
Bro, come on.
Special edition.
You'll be alone waiting. Okay, I'm waiting for people to log on.
Hey, that's why I don't go on live. Hey, live will expose you.
Ooh, live will expose you. And then it's awkward and it's just you watching and it's the person doing their thing. You're like, it's just you.
There's eight of you.
Like, okay, no, so sometimes it's just you. It's like just you and now you want to go, but you're scared. So there's going to be no one and you're nervous and you're like, shame, man, you know, let me watch. You know what I mean? But they also don't want to say, hey, Saul, I see you. You're the only one here.
They want to pretend like it's...
Yeah, they want to pretend like it's thousands of you, you know, watching this thing. We know it's just you. You're like, hey, who will be not there? Clima, you're waiting for him to shut it down. Clima, for both of us. Lives are bad. I've never done live, eh? Ever. Lives
are bad.
Unless
you can see. Everyone can see how many people are on that live, you know?
Yes. Lives are bad, bro.
You know,
especially...
Speaking about Instagram, there's some songs that should be banned on Instagram stories because everybody just uses them.
Oh. Which ones do you think?
I've got good morning, Kanye West.
No, wait, I use that.
Exactly.
It's a typical.
Yeah, everybody does that.
Are you for real?
In the morning at a hotel.
Yeah.
Are you for real? Yes. I use that. Also, I was typical.
They'll be opening a curtain. Good morning.
Oh, yeah, they'll be holding,
they're catching an egg. Good morning.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
But okay, now think about it, right? You just woke up in a nice place like Radisson Blue.
I didn't have music somewhere on my Instagram, but I was going to put it on as well.
Yes. Because think about it.
It's a good way to
Like on Christmas, you're going to wake up and think, what's a great Christmas song? What's a great good morning song? Oh, actually, initially, I wanted to post that. Oh, what a wonderful morning. Mm. That Kellogg's advert. What a wonderful day. Everything's going my way. But I think they recorded that version for that Christmas. Mm. I mean, for that advert. Mm. Because the original one, it's some Western song. It's a country song. Mm. So I was like, this is boring. And I was like, Kanye West. But Kanye West's song is the only real good morning, proper good morning song. But and this is another one. The chillers can send
everybody.
Everyone.
It's not a good morning until.
It's not even hotels anywhere. You could be waking up in your mother's kitchen. Good morning.
It's the only good morning song.
Yeah. Another song has to be Burna Boy, Share Location.
Oh, I love that one.
You use it.
And I used it.
Yeah. But actually, that one was designed for like social media. It's a social media thing.
Share Location.
Yay.
And then on birthdays, it's something Soweto.
Yeah.
Birthday.
Oh, yes. Happy. Oh, yes. Yes. It used to be Stevie Wonder before that one.
Was it?
Well, obviously, dog.
Oh, happy birthday.
Before the Something Soweto. Because we didn't really have a birthday song in South Africa, like a proper birthday song like they have in the US, Stevie Wonder. And so it was always Stevie Wonder. Thank you, Sam.
Isn't the future also? It's your birthday, girl. It's your birthday, or something like that.
Which other ones do you think we should add on the list?
Isn't that 50 Cent?
Oh, is it?
That's in the club.
Go.
Oh, in the club. No, that's the other one. But
Is your
but that one was also like...
Is it?
Hectic. Yeah, during the 50
Cent one. Yeah, the 50 Cent one was...
Which other songs do you think we should add?
Oh. And all piano tracks, you know.
Drunk in Love also.
Drunk in Love!
Yeah, don't people add that. They add that.
All girls love brown skin. Brown skin girl.
Oh, yes. Oh, that song. I'm sick.
Everywhere.
I'm sick of that song.
You know what song is big now? Wizkid Essence.
Essence. Also, that's another one right now. Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
So why do people use
even
all
the Carter's
same songs?
One. Also, Beyonce Carter's song is also big right now.
Is it like, if you don't use that song, you're not cool?
No. Yeah. Like I said, there are songs that paint a perfect picture.
Yes.
Of what you're going through and the or that current situation.
Fuck
out
of here.
Like Rihanna's. Get your Jameson. I'll drink to that. That song is perfect when you're with friends, you're partying, you're drunk,
and you're all
you may not have
along.
Been drinking that bottle, but that song. They're just songs that paint. Like if you with your childhood homies and you're having an amazing time, let's say you're in Cape Town, it's New Year's Eve, life is just beautiful. You're going to obviously put which song?
Mkuzin.
We should bend that one too.
You're stupid. You know it's going to be No New Friends, Drake. Yeah. You know, so that just songs, bro, that paint the perfect picture.
Anyway. Even Beyonce, the... My friends is better than your friends. My friends. Yeah.
Mm. All right, cool.
So
anyway,
friends.
Did I leave anything out, guys?
I think you dropped an album.
The driver.
Who?
Our driver.
Oh, yeah. Malume.
They
call him Malume. His name is, I'll remember.
Ah, what a cool guy, man.
It was Malume.
What a cool
guy. His real name.
Oh,
I'm the only one in the trip. I actually took the time. Bro, what's your real name?
Yeah.
You know, I can't be calling you Malume. It's 22, bro.
I saved him as Taxi Cape Town.
Me too, though. That's what I was. I saved him as Cape Town something. Our driver, big up to him. He was driving us around everywhere. Time. You know what I mean? I mean,
But why big up to him? We paid him, I get it.
We did, and we also complained about him a lot, like, you know, throughout, because it was such a rough driver.
That's where his soul killed me.
But he has a very beautiful heart. You forgive those kind of things when the guy is such a nice guy.
When he drove us to the airport, he drove so beautifully. I was like,
me too.
Thank you. You just redeemed yourself.
This is where soul kills me, right? So the whole time when we get into this guy's car, he's driving like crazy. Mm-hmm. So he's on like, he thinks he's on like a G63 type vibe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I drive fast, even I was scared. I'm like, hey, my man, I had an accident. Yeah, yeah. You are traumatizing me right now.
There was a time you told him like, relax,
man.
So now we're getting on the speedboat thing. Uh-huh. And he just happened to come along. So now the speedboat is bumped.
It's very bumpy. It's a bumpy ride. My
so Saul is like, yeah, my man, you're getting a taste of your own medicine.
And he was complaining the most.
He was
like, I'm an F&D. Hey, driver. I'm an Pesa. Boom, man. And I'm like, look at this guy. Yeah.
You've killed us.
Yeah. Good. Taste of your own medicine.
Uh-huh.
He's a rough driver.
He's a rough driver,
this guy. Yo. But it's a nice oak. Yeah. Shout out to Molela from Cape Town.
No, everybody in Cape Town was dope, man. Anything else you want to add?
No. Thank you, guys. Thank you. And there was a lot of people even taking pictures with the ghost lady, having fun with the ghost lady at the party.
People have figured out the ghost lady. Imagine.
Man, they figured you out.
Imagine.
Ah, you're careless. You're careless. You're careless.
I had to just say it's
also
me.
You, it's your camera work as well. You're showing her too much. Eish. In your camera, your Insta stories. Guys, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed. The ghost lady's out the bag now. Oh.
Anything else happened? The new coronavirus, Corona.
Yo, coronavirus OP, guys. It's
out. It's like a whole part two now.
Yeah, Mzwelinkizo kids is like Corona now. Sure. It's the second wave. It's not like the normal, but it's not the first strain. It's the same strain still, but it's slightly now. Hmm. It has changed now. And apparently you don't need to be worried because before it was like, if you're obese, or you've got an underlying condition, diabetes, or whatever. You know what I mean? You are at a higher risk. Now everybody is at a risk of catching this thing.
Because
it's kids who are 18, 20, young kids who are healthy, no underlying conditions, who are dying from this thing. The new or software updated coronavirus.
Yo, did you see how strict they are with the masks in Cape Town?
Yo, masks in Cape Town is crazy.
But they
have
to be.
It's a hot spot. Understandably, it's a hot spot.
You couldn't even take a piss without a mask.
No, you can't. Crazy. You're telling your person like, where's your condom? Piss is bad, man. I swear I saw some floating condoms there, like 100 meters ashore. There. I was like, Cape Town is bad, though.
Bad.
But understandably so, bro. You know, understandably, because firstly, they make so much money from tourism, so you don't really want people to stop coming. And if you're closing the beaches, people then will stop coming. So they're trying to get everybody responsible so that such measures don't have to be taken, yeah, such as closing the beaches. Yeah. So it's understandable why they're so strict. So yeah, I mean, shout out to Cape Town. They try.
Oh, Saul was the one with the beaches joke. It's all killed me this week.
What did I say now?
What I said, Durban bitches are not good.
I said that? I can't remember. Say a lot of things that I can't remember.
No, you said Cape Town. Cape Town.
Bitches are nice.
Look at you, deny.
No, Nomuzi dropped an album.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's an EP. She calls it an EP, but there's like 16 songs. I don't know now what the definition of an EP is. It's called The Spirit of an OG.
Yeah, Spirit of an OG.
OG,
yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who cares about Nomuzi, bro?
I do.
I want to get to your point.
Yes.
Okay, what's your favorite song about her?
Okay, I don't know the
name. Thank you. You see, that's the thing. That's the thing.
I can't even remember. Okay,
last song you listened to.
You see? That's why I don't get the nerve of Nomuzi too, because there were shots. Boiti was trending, and it was because Nomuzi was taking jabs at her. And the thing is, to me, I'm like, dude, you went from being a VJ, or what was she, like a presenter?
I don't know.
And you just decided, yeah, she was like a presenter on MTV or whatever. And then she decided to rap, right? So Boiti decides to rap, and she's actually showing.
Are you doubting Nomuzi's skills, though?
I do, because she's been rapping for how long? Zulu, Big Zulu started after Nomuzi and it's got two hits. It's got two hits already. Mega hits, by the way.
Here's the thing.
Nomuzi started way before. When Nomuzi was Iskander Republic.
Yeah, she was like Iskander's queen then.
Listen, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Nomuzi, Boiti.
Yeah.
Same thing. Mm-hmm. Right? But the other one, which is Boiti, like took this shit seriously.
Thank you.
Okay.
And fucking killed it.
Thank you.
Okay. And that's why we give her props.
Thank you.
The other one is just a buy.
No, most is still like, hey, when is it happening?
Like, I'll be honest with you. When I heard Boiti was rapping, I'm like, ah, fuck, here's another it girl trying to rap. Okay. Then I heard, I'm like, oh, shit. Fuck.
Dope,
she's like, she's literally respecting the craft and paying attention, and she's worked on it. She still is.
Because they're both this. Okay, I don't know if, I mean, word was with Boiti, the songs were written, well, when she started. Nasty C wrote some verses, right? Mm-hmm. With Numuzi, it was K.O. who was writing the verses.
Yeah, yeah.
But the delivery.
Delivery, yeah.
Do you get me?
Yeah.
I swear, if you take the Numuzi verses and say K.O. spit these verses, they'll sound like a different verse. But with Boiti, it was like she owned the verses.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it was like they were written by her. She did justice to the verses.
You gotta respect the craft, and that's what I love about Boiti.
Okay.
So I don't understand.
And still respects the craft.
Yes. So I don't understand Numuzi now, because there's some lyrics of hers. I wish I could. Which she says, yeah, yeah, and we know Nesta C wrote all your verses or whatever. You're just a camera girl who's now rapping. You know what I mean? She doesn't mention any names.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's pretty obvious.
Know,
you know, so to me, I'm like, but that's how you also started. And also, Boiti's actually sounds better than you when you started. You should be shaking and working on your craft.
Yeah.
And also, it was lame what she did with Samkelo Govu.
No, that was a PR stunt.
Yeah, I think so. It was lame.
Yeah,
was no. Stunt. I'm not saying it was lame that she threw a drink at her. Mm. The whole thing, the whole plot to mock it, that was lame. You know what I mean?
But we're talking about it now. That's what they want.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it was lame, man. You know, that whole PR stunt was lame. Let the music do the talking. Drop a hit.
Yeah.
Drop a hit. That's it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Did Big Zulu do anything stupid or say he fought with some guy over a taxi route?
Taxi routes.
You know what I mean? That never happened. You know? That Big Zulu and Sjava are fighting over the Bergville taxi route going to Durban with Inkabi. No, you just drop a hit and we'll talk about you. We'll give you free airtime. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Numuzi will talk about this, that it was whack, the whole PR stunt. Next week, we won't be talking about it.
True.
So, I mean, just look, I love Numuzi. I respect the hustle.
There's a disconnect that Numuzi has with the public. I don't know where it stems from.
There is, actually.
Even that car crash thing
that
didn't land.
That
didn't land.
Remember, it didn't land, bro.
Didn't land.
It
the punchlines are not landing. The PR stunts are not landing. Hey, what's landing? Okay, Numuzi.
The plane is landing.
Yeah, only the flight going somewhere. That's the only thing landing about Numuzi. It's not landing, Numuzi.
Where are you going?
It's not landing, this thing. Hey, Numuzi. It's not landing. All our attempts, it's like they've got gills. They're not supposed to be on land.
The only thing landing is the planes of her going somewhere.
That's the only time anything involving her is landing.
Okay, when she's influencing something. Yeah?
No. To hurt your face, though, guys. Numuzi is an extraordinary presenter.
Oh, yeah.
She was on MTV. I don't know if she still is. She did an amazing job.
Yeah, you can't that get so landed. Many gigs.
That landed.
Yeah.
You can't be in this industry.
And get so many gigs if you shit.
Yeah, your friend can help you write a nice PR thing and whatnot, right?
Okay.
But the music thing and the other stuff, the campaigns, that didn't land. The VW thing didn't land.
Yeah.
The Samkelo thing didn't land. Oh. The raps, they're not landing, guys. The hits, guys. Where are the hits?
Because,
I mean, how many times...
I'd like to be hopeful for her.
And also, every time they mention her for the top 10, that hip-hop, it's always... You always feel like it's because now they need a female. You know?
No, but we've got so much female story.
Then they go Nadia Nakai. No, but I feel like her name gets brought up because of we need to make... There needs to be some female discussion happening. You know what I mean? Let's... Ish.
Hence, they bring up Busiso now, you see?
You see now, guys. Because now, you know...
But I heard this D Koala chick is good. I haven't heard her work, but I heard she's coming up.
D Koala.
Is it Koala?
Yeah, I've heard.
What kind of rap is she? Like rap? Like Rouge rap or like?
Oh, Rouge rap.
So. Ah, fucked up.
D Koala?
No, Rouge is on another level.
Rouge and Kanye Mavi are like, top tier female rappers rap. You know Kanye, guys. You guys know Kanye from Cape Town. Xhosa, a rapper from Cape Town.
Yes, Xhosa rapper.
Who's super dope. She's been featured with Dreamman's Cup. Mm-hmm. You know Dreamman's Cup, right? Yeah. Spumigugs? Mm-hmm. It's Spumigugs, the song. And I think other songs as well. Super rapper. Super. Yeah. It's a pity, you know.
Like, but we're in the era of showing bums, bro. They don't, niggas don't give a fuck about raps.
Yeah, no, they don't. People do give a fuck about raps, guys.
But it's minority.
Boity, I mean, hasn't really showed bums in her raps. Yes, she's Boity, she's hot.
True.
But she hasn't really showed bums. But
Rouge doesn't.
Rouge doesn't, and she still comes up.
No, but Rouge is the language thing. Like, because it's what Noto was saying, man. You got the language thing.
But she's Congolese, though, guys. Yeah. So you can't expect her to flip it like
Boity.
So,
like, Boity resonates more with South Africans because of she speaks in mother language.
Okay.
She speaks Tswana, Zulu, whatever the case may be. And Rouge is purely just English.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you strictly English, you can't show bums?
No. I'm saying they both don't show bums. Mm-hmm. But the other one is more popular because she raps in vernac.
Oh.
So if Rouge were to rap in vernac, she'd probably be as big as Boity.
But she does mix some vernac.
Yeah, because she grew up this side. She knows. Look, it's like AKA doesn't drop vernac, but he knows how to play it. There's some vernac.
Okay, what's
terms.
The difference between Fifi Cooper and Nadi Nakai? The one.
Huge difference.
Yeah, the one had one of the biggest songs in the country. The other one is famous, but has never hit those heights.
That's Nadi Nakai.
Yes.
True.
Because she raps in English. And the other one, Fifi Cooper, raps in vernac. If you rap in vernac, you've got the whole country.
Oh, so there's no need to show.
Yes.
Guys. AKA proved it. Just write good songs.
No, AKA brings South African flavor.
Yes.
Like a fish and chips.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
South Africa. Hey,
but Rouge, as much as her parents are from Congo, maybe she was born in Congo, when you say like a fish and chips, hey, tada, she knows the reference. It's TKZ. She's been in South Africa long enough.
Yeah. But does she do
can
that?
Play, she can, though.
Yeah, but
she
can. Saying.
She knows what a shisanyama is,
yes.
Right? She knows what pop and flace means, right? She knows a braai. So she
Sol,
can play.
You are talking because you are living nice and soft.
She knows me
in Hillbro.
Nice and soft. Nothing soft there, bro. Nothing is soft there,
show
bro.
Him.
The only thing soft in Hillbro are the cheeks and summits.
Yeah.
That's it. The cheeks in the strip club. The cheeks. Those are soft.
But a normal South African from Khayelitsha, for example,
mm-hmm.
doesn't have the same ear that you have. What they do is when they listen to a track, a Boity track or Rouge, they listen to what they know sounds familiar. And when you listen to Boity, it sounds more familiar than Rouge. And that's majority of the country.
You're right. I'm not disputing any of that. Yeah. But I'm saying let's not make excuses, especially when the people are... Rouge is South African, essentially.
Yeah.
Right?
So I love Rouge.
I love her, too.
Yeah. You know, like,
Nadia is, too.
Bongo Zaga. Mm-hmm. Hey.
AKA knew that. That, okay.
I like that song by Nadia and...
Nadia Nakai is originally from where? Zim.
What's that song with Nadia Nakai and Tsekho? More Drugs.
Oh, yes, Mojo, beautiful song.
That song!
Yeah. It hits.
Slaps. It hits. But anyway, we're out of time, man. So, what are we going to do to give away the Elise? What should we do?
What question can we ask?
Yeah. What's the word we've said the most on this episode?
Oh, what was the name of the taxi driver?
Ah! I like him.
Ooh,
I like it. Because I don't even know.
The real name. What's the Cape Town? The guy was driving us around in Cape Town.
What's his name?
Flip. Yeah. Then you're too short to hang.
He's way too short to hang.
For me.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Sol. Where have you been?
You're stupid.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, I've arrived. I'm here now. Yeah, I've landed. Nomusi, that's how you land. That's a landing there.
All right, cool, man. So yeah, make sure you comment on our Facebook post, Instagram. All right, cool. Instagram post, Twitter post. Let us know who was the driver that was driving us around in Cape Town. Yeah. And you can walk away with an Elise voucher with 5,000 rands, complimentary of Studio 88. Nice. Celebrating 100K. I could do that voucher, bro.
Where do they send their answers? Wait.
Instagram. Twitter, social media, basically.
Everywhere.
Yeah, so everywhere. Even on this episode, we'll do a raffle and we'll announce, because we've got three hampers. We've got a Super TV hamper. I just need to finalize that one. And we've got a podcast hamper. Nice. And then the Elise hamper. So three people will walk away. Good stuff for December.
Nice. Mm.
Not six colors, seven colors.
88 colors. Studio 88 colors.
We out here, man. Podcast and chill. Boom.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Hey, we haven't even pulled away from the drive-thru and you're already digging in the McDonald's bag.
Aw, babe. Just a few.
All right. I guess I can't blame you. Pass me some, too.
The smells too good to get it all the way home meal. There's a meal for every moment at McDonald's.
And now your favorite spicy chicken McNuggets are back. Get a 6-piece, spicy or classic, for just $2. Only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.